You know, the penny is not just a coin. It's part of our culture. Penny for your thoughts. Pennies from heaven. A penny saved is a penny earned, said Benjamin Franklin. In Canada, those sayings may not make sense to future generations. They'll be asking themselves, what the heck is a penny? That's because our northern neighbor has decided to stop production of the penny. At the cost of 1.6 cents to produce, it's estimated that getting rid of the penny will save Canada $11 million Canadian dollars a year. And it's launched a conversation. Well, it hasn't actually launched it. It's revived a conversation about the value of our currency. Joining us this morning, Richard Smith, president of the Dollar Redesign Project. And what does your project do in terms, you just want to change the way the dollar looks?
The premise for my project was to revive the American economy, but it was to do that through the change of the design.
Why does it matter, the design of our currency?
If you think about it, everybody has a lot of intrinsic value in the dollar. Everybody, is very attached to it. When I've had, I've been doing this project for about two, three years now, and when every conversation sort of starts with, don't get rid of our dollars, don't sort of change the color, don't change the size, don't, take off In God We Trust. So people have a lot of, put a lot of value, emotional value into it. So I think it's important to, I think it's a pivotal way of sort of like restarting a conversation.
Why, for these, I mean, obviously there was a huge uproar when they tried to get the dollar coin, if you remember that, mm-hmm. and that's never quite worked.
Right.
Uproar, it was more it just didn't get used.
There was an anti, coin lobby. There was an anti, dollar bill lobby who sort of, effectively sort of played off of each other.
Why? I mean, what makes these pieces of currency that most people don't even look at as they're mm-hmm. using them day by day, what makes it have such an emotional tie for them?
Because it's symbolic. It represents, your country. It represents prosperity. It represents everything that you believe about being wealthy, etc.
So what kind of changes would you want to make to our currency?
The changes that I think should be considered are pretty just fundamental things. So the size, the color, the composition, what it's made from, functionality,
How would you make it differently? You would make it out of a different material?
I think it's something worth considering for sure. I mean, one paper mill is used to one paper mill is used for all the currency, and so I think it would be good to consider something else. We live in a very technologically advanced country. Why not sort of make the paper sort of represent something similar to that?
What do you mean?
We live in a more
higher Apple to come up with really cool.
Isn't money obsolete? I mean, just for precisely the reason you're referring to.
Exactly. Yeah. That's another sort of conceptual, theoretical sort of place you could go. I mean, with Google Wallet, with all these sort of people, PayPal, etc. There's actually money is nothing really. The paper is just the exchange of what it is that you're buying.
But that would argue for getting rid of currency altogether.
Potentially, yeah.
And yet you've dealt with people who are so emotionally attached to the currency that getting rid of it would mean something absolutely catastrophic.
Absolutely. I mean, from my experience, the people that I've spoken to, not one-on-one, but through comments and so on, that to them it's like the Constitution. It's, you cannot change the dollar bill. You can't.
Well, I'm sure that if we got rid of pennies in the United States, people in Illinois would be very upset for getting rid of the coin that has Abraham Lincoln's face. But you say that this would be an economic stimulus. How is that?
I just believe it would. It's an idea that would, generate discussion. It's an idea that would get people talking. It would create PR and press all over the world. And I think if you think about how loyal people are to it, like how much debate people put into changes to the Constitution, I think it would create a lot of buzz. And I think, when I did some research when I started the project in Europe, when they introduced the euro, there was evidence that the introduction stimulated the value of the euro just, because of its newness.
And yet the euro is troubled. Terms of its value as a currency, mm-hmm. that hasn't quite lived up to the buzz.
Right. Yeah.
Well, no picture is going to get you away from the fact that the banks are failing over in Europe. I mean, that's a problem. I mean, the actual meaning of the currency is not just in the In God We Trusts and the single eyes on the pyramid. It's in something that's real ultimately.
Right. Well, I think I think I'm not an economist, but I believe it would really, you know, just stimulate a conversation that would just change people's sort of, well, get people sort of talking about, you know, what's wrong with the country, what's wrong financially with the country, talk about ideas like the banks, et cetera. So it's all very interconnected with, you know, many sort of financial issues that we have going on. So I think it would, you know, do something.
Would you be interested in, I mean, when in your dollar redesign, and again, we're talking to Richard Smith, who's president of the Dollar Redesign Project. And if you out there have ideas on how we can redo our currency, let us know. But would your interests in redesigning it have anything to do with the cost of manufacturing? Where right now, $1 bills cost 5.2 cents to make per each dollar bill. That seems pretty cheap. I mean, would you be interested in making that, bringing that lower?
Well, I think obviously that would be part of the design process, right? Would be, again, the composition, like I was talking about, the material that it's made from. Maybe that's something which, you know, is more sustainable, that is cheaper, that is something that could be reused or you know. So it isn't...
You mean recyclable?
Right. It isn't necessarily sort of part of the intent of the project, but, you know, to try and bring the cost of the production down, but that could be part of the design.
At the same time that you make it as secure as possible and difficult to forge.
Right.
Or, Richard, are you really just talking about getting rid of our dollar bills?
No, not at all, actually, because I actually have a big love for currency design, and that was really what got me into this. So,
okay. Richard Smith, president of the Dollar Redesign Project. We're having this conversation because Canada has decided to stop producing the penny. It costs quite a bit more to produce a penny than the penny's actually worth. If you have ideas on how to redesign our currency, what to change about the coins and dollar bills that we use every day, please let us know. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment to thetakeaway.org, or maybe you can just forward your ideas directly to Richard Smith at the Dollar Redesign Project. Thanks, sir.
That's at dollarredesign.com.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.